spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us here. Today, we have another Friday upon us, July 24th. It's great to have you all with us today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, a pleasure having you here. And if you're a newcomer, whether you're hostile or friendly, thank you for tuning in. And thank you also, of course, for taking the time, spending some time with us, trying to figure out what we actually talk about, some of the things that we are concerned with, the kind of issues and how we see things versus taking it from the, well, the third, you know, from a third party. In this case, actually a fifth column, the mainstream media, which, of course, makes a living on lying. And, of course, the more salacious the headlines, the more clicks and papers they can sell. So that's how they operate their businesses. Regardless, as always, as I said, good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us live over on DLive, VK, or maybe through the Entropy stream or Twitter. It was a pleasure. Those joining us later on in the archives on our websites, redice.tv or redicemembers.com. Thank you to you guys. And of course, we also go up on BitChute, Library, and a number of other places as well. All right. Let me see if I can find the stuff here. There's Lana. Hey.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Hi. True alternative media. True counterculture. True underground now, let me tell you.
Yeah, definitely. If you missed some of the news, of course, over the, well, this week has been tumultuous in many regards for us, mm-hmm. because we have been attacked once again, which we are regular on a regular basis, by organizations, entities, and people who want to see us gone. That we can't continue doing this. We had an issue with another bank turning their back on us, despite the fact that we had entered into a relationship with them and a payment processor, and everything was good in good standing until somebody approached them and basically likely threatened them in some regard. So we were dropped by that, and therefore we cannot receive payments. We cannot keep our memberships up and running in the standard way, which we always have been doing before, which is to accept credit cards online, which of course is the common way now that most businesses do business. But there are workarounds, of course. You can do offline payments, you can do cryptos, you can do Entropy Stream, you can do, you know, there's different ways to donate. And we're looking into an option to solve that issue as well. And it could be opening up and it could become available. We're still kind of waiting.
I expect this to be a more common occurrence, maybe every 3 months or so. But some people who have recurring subscriptions, some may go through and some may not during this process. So just keep an eye on your membership to see what happens.
So check out the full video. We did that Wednesday. Red Ice blacklisted by bankers. They want us canceled. Check out that video because that has the whole story. It's a longer video. We're going to, you know, all the ins and outs of that and what it means and stuff like that. But that's why, of course, as well, we are so grateful for all your support, no matter how you're supporting the show, whether that's sharing the link, helping to get the word out there, sending it to friends and family, sharing it on your social media, or if it's through memberships on our members' website or donating or however you support us, super chats, of course. Thank
you
so much.
Good old snail mail, you know?
Snail mail is the way.
I get so many cool messages and people that want to be anonymous, like this one. I work at a large federal government agency with a pool of colleagues right now. You know, ADL is like, who's this person? I work at a large federal government agency with a pool of colleagues that are mostly younger millennial, critical theory students, and natural privileged and white women. We recently had an invitation to attend a caucus for individuals who identify as Caucasian or white. Can you imagine this? Mm-hmm. Attached to this invitation was the article White Privilege, Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack by our friend Peggy McIntosh, who we've talked about plenty. No doubt you are familiar with this nonsense. Anyway, I wanted you to know how your tax dollars are being spent. Now, I also hear from people in the military. I hear from people in the government. We hear from people in all walks of life of this kind of crap that comes out and where our tax dollars are being spent and where the agenda is going. So, I mean, the proof is all around us. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's fact.
Yeah, and that's why what's happening to us and others, too, we're not singled out, although I don't know. I mean, Alex Jones has been, of course, very heavily hit and stuff, but he has not gone through the kinds of things yet or whatever that we've gone through. I don't know if we're the most banned network in the world, but we certainly have very powerful forces working against us. They do not like the messages that we come with. They do not like what we talk about, despite the fact that we're not, mentioned this in the stream again, but we're not breaking the law. We're not criminals. No. You might not agree with our message. You might not agree with our political views. You might not agree with our humor, whatever. But that's not, we're not criminals. Like, there's nothing, you can't do anything. That's why they have to do threats on the back end, right? Because it's, you know, this could change, of course, in the future. They might criminalize, basically, if you make mouth noises that they don't like. They might criminalize that. We'll see what happens, right? But it's dire times. But as someone say too, it's as they get more desperate and lash out and stuff, it becomes obvious, you know, kind of thing of how pathetic really their attempts are. But this is the lengths they're willing to go to. All right. Anyway, if there's a couple of ways, guys, you can join in today if you feel so inclined and want to support the program and Red Eyes overall. One way, of course, is to donate lemons. Good old lemons over on dlive.tv/redicetv. Thank you to everyone joining us.
Imagine going to the store and using ninja genies to pay for things. Like, that would be fun.
One day. Yeah, exactly. Also, entropystream.live/redicetv. That's a great way. Just a shout out quick here to a couple of people over there. Particles, thank you so much. Blunderbuss, thank you to you as well, sir. Joseph, special thanks to you for your support. Really appreciate it. Mr. Piggly Wiggly, YO8921, thank you to you as well. Triple double M, I guess it is. Thank you to you. John, thank you. Alt-Right Andy, thank you to you as well. Really appreciate it. There's a couple of others there. I don't know how far back do we need to go. 23. Hero of Liam, I think it is. And Cuck Debased Man. Good combination.
By the way,
thank
Tim,
you.
Tim Murdoch of White Rabbit Radio had sent a nice message that kind of got lost in the pile of things during the last show. So we'll have dig that out and read that.
Okay, sorry about that. It's been quite busy, Tim. No intention to bypass that in any way. We'll make sure to get back to you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so that's that. And what else do we have here to talk about? Look at that, the wrong date in the lower third. Sacrilege. Can you believe that?
Oh,
what is
it? It's the 24th, not
it's
17th.
It's episode 86. And it's 24th? Fixing is on the air here. How about
happens.
That?
There I'm sorry. I should have helped spot that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Going through all those things. All right. Well, what do we? Should we just dig into things? We have quite a bit to talk about.
Yeah.
We do have. I did see some donations on DLive, though. So I guess we could take those before we start here. Otherwise, we'll end up way behind already. So, all right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Lord Aragon with the diamond says, bankers messed with the wrong people. Save Our Nation says, hail, yeah, keep fighting. Thank you. Scuba Slayer with a diamond says, hail Frigga because my GF is now my fiancé.
Oh.
Remember, we saw that before we started the last stream Wednesday.
That's
said
right.
She said,
so
yes,
congratulations.
Hail Frigga.
Well,
I remember seeing that. I was like, I have to read that.
We
and then
knew she
it was lost
yes.
in the jumble there. But yeah, congrats.
That is awesome.
Man.
Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Lots of marriages and lots of babies right now, which makes me happy.
Actually, awesome. I have a video regarding that, coincidentally. To go out with today.
Okay.
A positive, nice, you know, a wholesome thing here.
Good.
Awesome, thank you. Sign Wolf with a ninja ninjet, actually. Thank you so much, man. That's like the topest tier you can donate on DLive. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Sign Wolf. He says, love and support to you both. Please do not let these bastards win Hail Victory. Thank you so much. Well, again, with your help, rather, I should say, we can continue. And it's not gonna matter, basically.
Yeah.
We'll be able to do what we do. Whether that's just keeping going as usual, or whether we can upgrade or you know continue to grow, whatever, it's all in your guys' hands. That's just how basic this works, and it's always worked that way. So nothing has changed. It's just that it's at the moment temporarily, hopefully, just a little bit more complicated. But we certainly have plenty of things to worry about around here on Red Eye. So we do appreciate the support and that you guys have our backs, because that feels very good. Yeah. Without that, we'd been hopeless and lost. So Max Headroom with a diamond says, love you guys. Thank you, man. Love you too. Magnus von Tulle with a diamond says, good mit uns. God with us. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Euro Titans with a diamond says, bankers equals control. That's it. I mean, that's what, like, one of the first things we ever talked about.
It's so true. I was thinking about that, Red Ice, like conspiracy 101, like the banking system. You know? And here we are.
The Federal Reserve, which of course is not federal. It's as federal as the post office and FedEx, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, bankers have a lot of control. Robo Think with a diamond says, wish we had our own currency. You can do anybody can do a cryptocurrency, build it on like the Ethereum platform. But I get what you're saying. Well, one day, right? One day, get a dream big. John Saxa with a diamond says, it took my automatic payment yesterday. Hail. Okay, awesome. That's good that some clears. Because that's the other thing. We don't know, like, are they going to keep running on the back end, or are some failing now? What's happening kind of thing, right? So we'll see.
A number of strange things happening on the back end. So.
Euro Titans again with a diamond says, we're living under anarcho tyranny. Absolutely. I totally agree. JC Stalling with a diamond says, hail Henrik and Lana. White is beautiful. Fight on. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Future Street with a diamond says, keep on moving. I do believe in you. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that as well. Neo DeLorean with a diamond says, a diamond to spite the ADL and the bankers. Thank you. Mr. Noseberg, good to see you as well, Mr. Noseberg. He says, donor box still good. I don't know. You have to find out. I'm not sure, actually. Spencer the First with a diamond says, diamond to help keep up the fight for truth. Hails. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Always good to see you, Spencer. Euro Titans again with the diamond says, must make a Henrik / Lana nationalist comedy movie.
I've got plenty of things to insert into that, just based on some experiences.
Indeed. It's crazy. All right. That's those I have over there. Check out this. Lightning strikes behind the Statue of Liberty. Did you see that? We reported on
Thor.
Thor strikes with a hammer.
He doesn't like DC. I don't either, Thor.
We report. Well, that's New York, right?
But New York, of course.
We talked about the.
That's right. Last time was DC. Yes. Was at the monument, right?
What is it called? The Washington Monument. Right? Yeah. We showed the lightning strike. This was apparently, I guess, right behind it, right? But I gotta say, things are kind of heating up in America, and these things.
Statue of Liberty so much. More so the plaque. I don't care for
the statues. Yeah. Perfectly.
Have you seen the smaller one in France?
I have not.
I have.
No, there's a replica.
I have.
There too. Yeah, but that was a good French, was it Freemasonic gift, right? Well, speaking about, weird phenomena in the sky, right? So this was interesting. It was trending earlier today on Twitter. I wanted to show you this too. So now, supposedly, a Pentagon UFO unit is publicly is releasing some findings after an ex-official has said that off-world vehicles have been found.
Don't they always say this every few years? I almost feel like they're kind of baiting the UFO community to keep it going.
Not this much.
This time we're releasing documents.
This time it's more, and you know how this goes. It has to come through official channels and all that kind of stuff, right? It can't be just someone saying it. Obviously, it has to be like military and stuff. But it says here, a Pentagon UFO unit will make some investigations public as an ex-advisor suggests that, quote, vehicles not made on this earth, unquote, were placed in U.S. government storage. Remember this, like the Indiana Jones, like locking everything up in these barrels or whatever you call it, big crates, rather. The team will update the U.S. Senate's Intelligence Committee on its unidentified flying object or UFO research every 6 months. New York Times reported this Thursday. Publicly named in 2019 as the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, the Pentagon unit succeeded an investigation UFO program UFO program that was said to have been disbanded prior to 2017. There's been like tons of these programs that they don't operate anymore. They don't look into this kind of stuff, and then it's just continuing to run like that, right? So it's one former official here, Eric Davis, that told the Times that he briefed the U.S. Department of Defense in March about the retrieval of, quote, off-world vehicles not made on this earth. Some people have said that the Operation Blue Beam, do you remember all those things?
I remember that.
Fake alien invasion the last attempt to get us to unify under a world government.
I doubt that something like that is coming.
It's 2020.
In the future.
It's 2020. Anything can happen, right? But you guys remember this? I mean, this was... And it's not that spectacular in terms of like what is out there in terms of claims anyway. But it's that it's coming from official military sources, which like spoke about it, right? You guys remember, let's watch reminder about this clip again. And it was like released here, what, a couple of months ago?
Think about it real quick. Just think about like we had this lockdown with the mask and oh my God, this virus and people are dying in the future. They could be like, there's UFOs, you can't see them. We have special gear that can see them. You need to hide inside right now and be
there for 6 months
in the bunker.
Or whatever. Yeah, anything,
like,
right?
At this point, they could fool anybody about anything.
Mankind have to, we have to create a world army right now and a world police and just all borders are disbanding and we have to just finally unite to fight this anyway.
Exactly.
I remember Reagan talked about this back in the 80s and the UN and stuff like that. So anyway, here's that footage as a little reminder here what the military people saw.
Dude, this is going on, bro. There's a whole fleet of
I remember this one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Oh, whole thing, dude.
Dude, bruh. I mean, that thing is going fast, whatever that is.
That's not our LNS though, is it?
It's not. I do have an LNS, dude.
Well, if there's like
another thing,
it's rotating.
There's another one. And you see the automatic system there, like, catches it and locks in. Look at this here. I guess they have a hard time locking in on it because it moves so fast.
So fast.
There we go. There it is. Yep. Got it.
Oh, got it! Roger. There's trouble shooting.
Roger.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, make what you believe of it. I mean, I personally think that this is probably Earth.
Some black ops?
Earth-made black ops stuff, right? But we don't know yet. That's the basic thing. We just don't know. And it remains to be seen. But it's kind of interesting. I thought I'd just give you an update on that because that's
Do you
one of
want
these topics
there to be aliens out there? Do you want them to exist?
Yes, because at the current state of the shitty place humanity's in, I hope there's something better out there. And the disappointment of this.
Are the Nordic aliens going to come save
us? clown planet, you know what I mean? It's pretty crazy stuff. All right, so we had this, of course. Jim Goad talked about this. And many others, obviously not just Jim Goad, but he said, has any media coverage been made of this on a bigger scale of this particular event? It was a BLM supporter that put their knee on a white kid's neck. BLM, now MF, was the text.
Stands
in there.
For mother going, bleeper.
Yeah, exactly. And someone said,
now was this like, was he related to this kid, or was it like, is it half his kid, or what? I mean,
yeah, the grandmother, I think it was, reported it or something like that. She was the granddaughter of the kid. I'm not quite sure about the relations between them, but Jim Goad said here, best I've seen is Fox, which is, you know, to their credit, at least they covered it. New York Post, Yahoo Canada, not a whisper anywhere else.
Of course not. Of course not.
You know, and here's the story
Child
here from...
Child abuse, right there.
Gateway Pundit, right? That was Cassandra Fairbanks report on this.
Heard that the mom was defending it, so good job, mom.
Photo appears to show Black Lives Matter supporter holding down and kneeling on the neck of a white baby. Update, the Clark County Sheriff's Office in Ohio has launched an investigation over the photo. Update to the grandmother of the child from the father's side, who was not involved, says that the child is safe and with her son. No.
Poor kid.
Crazy stuff. And as usual, imagine there was another...
The fact that he thinks that's funny, too, just to get into the mind of these people who support this kind of Black Lives Matter violence.
Right. And so imagine if the roles would have been reversed, right? Of the races would have been reversed. What would have happened?
Never hear the end of it.
Right?
We all know this.
Absolutely. So this happened, too. Virginia High School named for Confederate General Robert E. Lee will be renamed to honor the U.S., the late U.S. representative, I think it is, right? John Lewis, effective this fall, to local school board, said Thursday.
Now, John Lewis was part of the March on Washington with a zillion other white and Jewish college kids and Marxists and the Selma March, where MLK gave some plagiarized speeches. Anyway, but fast forward to 2020, and it's like, are race relations better today than back then? I would say no. It's far, far more violent. But of course they did. Any statue that goes down right now is going to be replaced with some sort of a black figure. It's about replacing and rewriting, not remembering true history, especially European history that isn't anti-white. The only European history that they're going to remember and mark is the anti-white version. But it won't end with Lee. It's going to continue to explorers, philosophers, artists, authors, botanists. We've even seen this. We joked, but it happened because these Europhobic mobs will find an excuse to take down all of them. By the way, I just want to say real
quick. History. Must go.
General Lee's tactics, his combat tactics, are still taught and used by America today. So I wonder, are they going to cancel those too? Because now here they are today. You know, anything Confederate is evil and bad. There's no other side of the story except the anti-white one. So now they're removing statues from the Virginia State House. It is Confederate statues. It's amazing. Yeah. It's like a denial of history as though they never existed. But it doesn't just make them go away like they never had any kind of impact on our history.
Yeah, I mean, we know what it's about and why they're doing it. But at the same time, it's like just you thinking you can like memory hold this. It's not going to solve whatever problem you think that this is generating by them being around.
It's all part of our history.
It's vengeance also. That's
isn't
about,
there room for all these things in our history?
Apparently not. Not diversity now.
They want to rewrite it all.
Not tolerance now. That's right. Let me just mention a couple of these here before we move on. Thank you to Jay Fox for gifting 5 one-month subscriptions on DLive. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Ekfero with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much. Actually, 2 in a row. Thank you. Ekfero, appreciate that very much. Knob Knob with a diamond says, if aliens are real, they don't have discrete bodies. Discrete bodies. Roar with a diamond says, it's fake. That's not how pilots talk. Is that true? You think it was fake? I mean, I wouldn't put it past. Again, my objective is, they will use it for nefarious purposes. That's kind of my angle to this. So could they fake that? Yeah, of course they could. But if it is real, then they will still use it because it still would be considered to be a crisis once it gets out, you know? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Roar. Neo DeLorean with the diamond says, can we go with the aliens? Yeah, well, hopefully, right? That'd be nice.
They probably like white people more than some of these anti-whites on Earth. So.
It would be welcomed with the aliens. that's the conclusion.
No interbreeding, though.
Silosopher.
Even if they're sexy Nordic aliens. They're still aliens.
What about the cat? The sexy cat.
Oh, my God. I can't believe some of those guys admitted that. They actually admitted that.
Cat alien. All right. Silosopher with the diamond. Thank you so much. And I think we're caught up there. I just want to get in some of those as we're topic close. Otherwise,
Glenn the Chinaman. Hey. Good. They spent decades and trillions of dollars trying to silence us, but we're still here. They permabanned me from Facebook in 2017. I didn't know that. Without spending a day in Facebook jail, I'm now embracing we was ninjas heritage. Yeah, me too, man.
Nice. Thank you. All right, let's see here. Yeah, this happened to, speaking of, look at that. That's too overblown. I didn't check that either. Let me go down here so we can see the headline here. Chicago. Right. They have Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She decided to.
I hear it's a low crime rate there, by the way.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Very
by
low.
The way, it's very.
Yes.
That's totally amazing. I don't know how they achieve
and
that.
And the crime that does happen on the weekends is actually white nationalists in silicone bodysuits who
black
look
body
like
suits.
Black people.
That's right. So seeking to protect public safety, Mayor Lori Lightfoot removes Christopher Columbus statues. Now, that's a plural there, too. Statues overnight from Chicago's park until further notice. It's amazing how they just can move
in there. I thought there was a whole process for this.
I guess not. Here's
tyrannical when they do it. It's never authoritarian when they do it.
It's incredible. Look at this. Everything's got to go.
Christopher Columbus.
This is how conquering looks, folks. a takeover.
Good thing they don't know about Leif Erikson then, huh?
Very, very soon here. You can bet your behind on that.
Yeah, a good friend has sent this to me. Surprise, surprise. New York Slimes, who was just sliming on me, smearing on me, is attacking nice white parents. I guess we could just hear the little clip about it so you guys, then we can comment on this.
Yeah, let me click in on that here. I hope New York Times will allow me to load this.
It kind of fits
too.
With, kind of reminds me of a while back, I think it was Atlantic, though, how well-intentioned white families can perpetuate racism. That it reminds me of that kind of argument. You know, always blaming white people for bad schools and stuff. Anyway, a lot to say, but let's just hear this.
Yeah, okay, let's listen to this.
Nice White Parents is made by Serial Productions and brought to you by the New York Times.
Slimes.
I want to take you back to a time when a group of idealistic people, feeling hopeful about the future, about America, threw themselves into the fight for racial integration. It was 1963, and New York City was planning to build a new school right next to a housing project.
I'm sorry, but it's like I'm right there now.
Oh my gosh, it's just taking me back in time.
When the Fender Rhodes piano came in, I'm just launched back to late
1960s. Can they find someone with a more annoying voice?
Nope.
I mean, seriously.
No, I cannot.
Where the students would be almost entirely Black and Puerto Rican. But these white parents came in and said, no, don't build it there. Put it closer to the white neighborhood. That way all our kids can go to school together. They were dogged, these white parents, lobbying the city at meetings, writing letters, saying don't build it there. It will inevitably be a segregated school. And we want our kids to mix with Black and Puerto Rican kids from the projects. It's a decade after Brown v. Board of Education, they said. Schools should be integrated. There's an archive filled with letters where the parents wrote things like, we don't want our white children to be part of some, quote, small, white, middle-income clique.
Boring.
The Board of Education agreed, changed the entire plan, and located the building where the white parents wanted it. A few years later, the school finally opened. And then, none of them sent their kids there.
Kind of like you white liberals.
I went through this box of letters, called as many parents as I could. Not a single person actually sent their kid to the school. Not one. What happened?
I remember thinking very clearly that, okay, I believe in this, but I don't sort of want to sacrifice my children to it.
No, as I said, I'm a Quaker, and so my kids went to the Quaker school.
That's how
but
it works.
You were a Quaker when you wrote this letter, asking for an integrated community.
Yes, I believed in it, but...
And I think that we say a lot of things that are politically correct without even realizing that we are not telling exactly how we feel.
Now, yes, white liberals. Yes.
Well, yes, of course. Yes. And, you know, there's many other people that have pointed out this, people like Jared Taylor, Kevin McDonald, many others too, that they say if you look at the patterns of how many of these white liberals live.
Very segregated.
I forget the exact quote. I'm butchering the quote here now, but there was something like, and of course they're using the term in a, you know, to take it from there, from the liberals' kind of arguments point of view. But it said, if you look at how these white liberals actually live, you cannot distinguish them from KKK members or something like that was the quote
That's
they
so
said.
True. You know? I love this too, how it's like back then they wanted to introduce their kids to, you know, spiciness, almost the equivalent of what they're talking about, like low income, non-white. It's almost like now how ghetto culture is promoted as like really cool and pop culture and stuff. But how many white liberals do you see sending their kids to like the poor hood side
inner
of town to go
or,
to school to right, get that rich, right. diverse, you know, low right. income, you know,
well, you see,
spicy experience.
It doesn't happen. They're for that, but for everyone else.
Exactly.
Just as long as we don't have to do. We want those good schools. But then at the same time, they can turn around and they can blame everyone else for the fact that there's not equality in the schools, right?
And then, of course, they're through redlining, just through their money, they can go to the elite prep schools.
Right.
It's going to happen to be, let's face it, all the money right now in this country is white shit lips.
Mostly,
you know, Jews too, of course. But it's like, of the white people, it's not people on the right who are the loaded people right now in America. Clearly, I mean, look at Silicon Valley and all these major corporations. Like, it's leftists, it's liberals.
Well, and again, it's not that the money has been with them or it's only them. What happened is the Cultural Revolution. What happened is cultural Marxism. Everything has transformed slowly over time. And instead of, you know, winning with communism on the political level, they won the culture. Right. And so everyone is just mass programmed with, well, this is these are the opinions we have now. This is just what good morals are, etc. And then they didn't realize, so it's communism that won, and dictates.
Well, we should finish this because there's a couple things I want to say about this.
Sure, go ahead.
For years, I've been looking for an answer to the question, why don't public schools work better? What is getting in the way of giving each child an equal opportunity, an equal education? But now, I think I've been looking in the wrong places for what's broken in our schools. I think you can't understand what's broken if you don't look here at one of
white
the most
people.
Powerful forces shaping public education, white parents.
Oh.
Yep.
From Serial Production, it's
constantly
nice white
balls. Blaming white people. Okay, first of all, I believe in freedom of association, so let's just put that out there. Let people do what they want. What is this obsession with forcing people to live together, to constantly be in the same space? Like, this is the problem. This creates problems. Let people choose who they want to associate with or not associate with. Well, of course, they're changing laws, right, for that. But it's not criminal yet to want your white kids to want to hang out with other kids who look like them, who they have something in common with. No one complains when non-white people say the same thing, right? Black students want to be around other black students, Indians
around
Indians, Mexicans.
Oh, in fact, that's promoted internally in the culture as being, well, I need to
be around
feel comfortable.
Kids like
right?
them, so, yeah. They feel comfortable. And of course, schools are never too black. It's never too Hispanic. It's never too Asian. It's never too Muslim, whatever, right?
It can only be too white.
And it's only the responsibility of white people and white parents always to improve schools. It always falls on white parents to fix everything and make everything better. What about everyone else? What about their part in things? How is it all our problem when some of these inner city schools are turning into caca? How is it our problem? I mean, they can get their own teachers in there and do whatever they want, but then people will say, we need better education, more education. So they bring in teachers. The only teachers that want to go happen to be white, and then they complain that it's too white. And it's like, well, get your own schools then and your own teachers. It just always falls on white people. But why is it, if white people are so horrible, that non-whites are always trying to get into these white schools, right? They always want to get into safe neighborhoods and good schools, which is like, we know that that's majority white schools. And if these white liberals want to diversify and let their kids have this experience, why aren't they sending them to a majority, you know, non-white schools? So their kids
right.
can have that
well,
enriching
then
experience.
They explain that away by saying, well, it's because it's not a good school. I want them to go to good school.
But everyone knows what that's code for.
Well, they would never admit that. But the point is that it builds on this lie, right? That it builds on the lie of equality. Their only explanation, this is why they go in this direction, because their explanation, or they're given that, this is how they argue, right? Given that we are all equal, we are all the same. Then why are there disparities? Why are there differences? Mm. Well, that has to be attributed to a systemic issue. There's an unwillingness from those who do have the privileged items or whatever, whether it's education or money or something. That is the problem. And therefore, we have to go in there and correct that kind of issue.
And how
instead
quickly
of taking the position, well, if we're not all equal, then obviously we would get different outcomes. And let's work from that premise
exactly.
as opposed to the lie that there's no differences between
exactly.
different groups. That's just how basic
but
this is.
Are they attacking schools that are too Asian that are doing well? Are they fighting to get black and Hispanic kids into those Asian schools that are doing too? No, it only works in one direction, attacking white people. But it's crap like this that makes us keep talking about the blatant war against white people. I see this time and time again.
You remember these couple of pieces, NBC News, Why Kids Racism and the Way Privileged Parenting Props Up an Unjust System by Noah Berlatsky. Remember we covered
Wanting
this a while
back? Wanting
the
best for your children, he says, is bad. Yeah, is
yeah.
bad.
Yeah,
this guy.
Bad.
And by the way, he was a Jewish individual and he sends his kid to some like elite prep school that's mostly Jewish.
This is it. People called him out on that and, he just ended up blocking everybody on Twitter, I believe, if I remember the interaction. And as you mentioned, this one too from The Atlantic, a couple of these throwbacks here to a couple of years ago, how well-intended white families can perpetuate racism. Like it's just you just existing and wanting to do good things for your own family is that's a problem.
And sometimes I wonder how much like non-whites really care if white people have their own school that's just white people. Do they really care about that? Or is it mostly these liberal females, these white liberal females that are like making it an issue and putting it in these heads of these minority groups, trying to agitate these people? Like, do they really care beforehand? Because even Brown versus Board of Education, as we know, it was a lot of communists who were pushing this whole like school integration thing.
It was a political agenda that drove.
They were pushing blacks to like to be activists against this and stuff like that. So like, would they really care?
Yeah, but probably not. To be honest, they use different sledgehammers or hammers and sickles against mainline traditional culture to break it down, to reshape it into their own image, and they do that with different grievance groups. They do that with a hierarchy of victims and stuff like that. And they latch on to anything that they can. Selfishly too, I might add, that they don't actually really care about these groups or about solving. This is about destruction. They want to they destroy things. That's what they get off on. That's what they like.
And they really
want
do chaos. Hate themselves. They hate their brothers. They hate their dads. Like these liberal females are some of the worst, I tell you.
Now I'm going to cover one story here more tangentially related to that, too. Trump actually retweeted it because he was attacked here the other day for saying the dismantling, I think was the wording used, of suburbs or something. Anyway, before we just go to that story, Scuba Slayer with the Diamond says, how many lives were saved by militias at Seaville? I have no idea. White Rabbit Radio, I see, hosting. I hope I didn't miss. Did I miss Philosopher with the Diamond? Thank you if I did. White Rabbit Radio, as I said, is hosting. Thank you so much. Make sure you follow White Rabbit Radio on DLive.tv. Good to see you, Tim. Thank you. Fro 555 with a Ninja Genie. Actually, two in a row. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Dr. Silberman with a... no, two diamonds in a row. Thank you, Black Philip with the Diamond again. Say, my shit lib city, 60% white, 10% in public school. Yeah, so there you go. Interesting. Vulture Man with a Diamond says, there's more coming. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Ek Pharaoh with the Ninja Genie again says, did you get my Cash App this morning? I think I did. I didn't see it under your name, but thank you to... I was actually going to pull that up later and do a shout out for the name. So I'll do that later. So you'll notice if you're... name was in there, but thank you so much for that. Ek Pharaoh again with the Ninja Genie. Thank you, sir, or madam. White Rabbit Radio with a Diamond says, evil scheme, diversity forever, but only for whites. Mm. Indeed, Black Philip with the Diamond says, my city spends more per student than rich suburbs. Oh, interesting. Future Street with the Diamond says, are you a Volvo or Saab person? I think I'm a Volvo person. I like Saab, though.
Actually, I like the look of Saab better, much. But yeah. They're not even around anymore, are they?
They're doing some kind of... China bought it, and there's some weird, like, half-in-between brand now and stuff. I mean, towards the end there, they were doing some really cool designs and stuff like
were.
That.
Yeah, they were. Exactly. And, you know, the first car we bought together was a Volvo.
Volvo, yeah, that's right. No, I'm a Volvo dude, for sure. Means it rolls, I think, in Latin. The Godfather Returns with Didamus says, I'll make an offer you can't refuse. Well, thank you for that. 41 BMC with the Diamond. No, a Ninja Genie, rather, says, happy Friday and hails Red Ice. Thank you, 41 BMC. Appreciate it. JC Stalling with the Diamond says, this sin is believing all men are created equal. Yeah, just as I said, I agree. The sin is believing all men are created equal. We're not created equal.
It's a cult. Think that way. Jeez, it's a denial of reality. Like, it's okay. People are different. They're not the same. And yeah, some people are better looking and smarter. Just get over it. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's divided among, a million different properties that we have. And
exactly.
Like, if you're going
to... Stop being a crybaby.
You know, if you also have an expectation that outcome always needs to be the same, mm-hmm. then you also are falling into that trap. That's why they talk about equity now, because that's breaking the legs of the talented ballet dancer. That's what that is.
That's right.
So that she will be equal with the one who can't dance as
well.
That's
right.
Instead of lifting up and be happy for the fact that she can that.
Common denominator. That's
crazy.
That's what it means.
Knob, I think it's Knob, not Noob. It'll be two O's for that. Knob with a Diamond says, self-loathing is pathological. Hail Red Ice, thank you so much for that. Wolf's Kind. With the Diamonds is much love and appreciation from Germany. Thank you. Always good to see folks from Germany joining in. Wise Wildfire with the Diamond. Thank you so much. No message. So here's this story. I quickly just want to mention this. I saw Trump retweeting it earlier today. Joe Biden's disastrous plans for America's suburbs.
It's like an Obama throwback.
It is. Yeah. It was back to his HUD, I think it was 2013, right. That was initiating a HUD program.
Zip codes that are too white, so you need to put Section 8 housing in there and diversify them and all that stuff, yes.
And Trump was laughed at for bringing this up because he said the destruction of suburbs, and everybody was just like, on one end that we're making fun of it because it was not really happening, right? And the other end say, oh, this is a great idea. Let's do it because it's mostly white, were the replies on Twitter, right? But listen to this here. Biden's plan is to force suburban towns with single family homes and minimum lot sizes to build high density affordable housing smack in the middle of their leafy neighborhoods. Local preferences and local control be damned. Starting in 2015, President Barack Obama's Department of Housing and Urban Development floated a cookie cutter requirement for, quote, balanced housing in every suburb. Balanced meant affordable even for people who need federal vouchers. Towns were obligated to, quote, do more than simply not discriminate, unquote, as a 2013 HUD proposal explained. Rather, towns had make it possible for low-income minorities to choose suburb living and to provide, quote, adequate support to make their choices possible.
And basically, what would happen is, with the same neighborhood, we would have to pay more for a house. And then if you were basically not white or struggling, I don't think that they're going to really help a lot of poor white people, right? They just act like they don't exist. then someone else who wants to come live there just gets vouchers to live in the same place, and then they get mortgage assistance, they get all this other welfare to support them, where we're working our butts off, and hopefully we can have a bank account and get money from people who want to give it to us to pay this high mortgage and these fees, and if we can even get that, right?
Yep.
But meanwhile, they could just cruise in and just get these vouchers, and life is good, and kick back, and you know.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy, right? So again, this idea that Trump was attacked for, he was right on this. He was controlling this, or he was right on the aspect that Obama initiated. That was actually one of his last, major like pains that he inflicted, basically, with this new rule. But again, that's being implemented now, and under Biden, of course, this will just expand and continue, kind of thing. All right, Wise Wildfire again with the diamond. Thank you, and History and Truth with the diamond says Biden. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. Yeah, that's right. Remember that line he said? The Godfather returns with the diamond says, Trump wished Ghislaine Maxwell well, frankly. I have that later, too. We have it in the report, too. It's kind of odd, to be honest, and speaks volume, I think. First, though, before we go to Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, exactly. This kid. So I'm going to read his little tweet here. Nicholas Sandman. You guys remember this guy. I don't even have to explain.
The face crime boy from the Catholic high
school. The media just
completely
attacked him for being white supremacist and a racist and all this for this little encounter here, right? And he didn't even say a word.
Should we just play the original clip? Yeah, I didn't cue it up, actually. But basically what the media played, only the part where it looked like this guy was doing a smug face against the Native American, right?
That's right.
The American
Indian. He was saying nasty things to him, actually.
And then it turns out, when you looked at the whole video, that they walked up to this guy. He basically just stood his ground and he just smiled awkwardly for a little bit. That was basically what happened.
Yeah.
And again, with this, why we talk about the media, the fifth, these are the enemies of the people.
Yes,
it's
they
just
are.
True what Trump says about that. I mean, they are despicable, the mainstream media.
They omit important information that they can use to manipulate. That's what they do.
What they did could have resulted basically in the death of this kid.
Yeah, he was getting death threats
if he wasn't
and stuff.
Careful. Yeah. Right.
So he said, filed a $250 million defamation lawsuit against Washington Compost. Today I turned 18 and WAPO settled my lawsuit. Thanks to Todd and Linwood for their advocacy. Thanks to my family. Millions of you have stood your ground by supporting me. I still have more to do. So he's suing, three, four more of them. He also won CNN.
Good.
So this kid is, his 18th birthday and he'll probably never have to work again.
No,
and I'm like, hey, you know what?
Cashed in.
Make him pay.
Make them also think twice. That's what this is about. Making them, this needs to serve as an example that you just cannot go. Now, it needs to be stated.
He's 18.
He has a powerful school behind them, very prominent, attorneys that join the cause.
He's also a kid.
Not everybody
He doesn't have some political record or big history online or whatever, because the defamation lawsuits, trust me, I've spoken to an attorney, are very difficult.
They're very hard. Yeah, you got to prove that you've lost money, which, of course, technically, he didn't do here unless
he was
they argued that
probably
his
never
job.
Gonna, yeah, he yeah. was going to get possibly expelled.
Right.
And then would he get a job after that because he's the forever, face crime guy. So.
Yeah. And of course, his crime was he had to make America great again. That's why the media did what they did. Right.
God forbid, this he's supporting the sitting president of America. The crime.
Okay, CNN settles defamation lawsuit with Kentucky teen, it says here.
Yeah, that he also. This is so Washington Compost is the second one.
I thought CNN
that he
was
settled.
Coming. Okay.
CNN did. We missed that one.
Oh,
and
okay.
Now this was Washington Compost, and he's got several more coming up.
Let me see the text here. It's already text in there. Can I disable it? There we go. Yeah, Lincoln Memorial about a year ago. I covered it as well. The face crime part.
That was already a year.
The amount of the settlement between Nick Sandman and CNN was not disclosed. It's in the tens of millions, probably.
Yeah.
CNN spokesperson on Tuesday confirmed the settlement in a statement emailed to Reuters, but declined to comment on the details. Yes, we settled with CNN. There you go. Yeah, he can smile now. Sandman has sought $275 million in a lawsuit filed in federal court in Kentucky after he said the network falsely conveyed. Now, dude, if you're watching, start a media company and compete these bastards out of existence and do something honorable or donate it to media that actually is trying to tell the truth.
Yeah,
do something with it, for Christ's sake. To its viewers that he was the face of an unruly mob encountering Nathan Phillips, an American Indian activist. And as we know, That's not the case.
Nope.
Shut up, CNN.
They lie. They lie about him just like
constantly.
They lie about us. You know, they try and weave you into this monster to sell this story. And it creates problems, real world problems,
yep,
and endangers people.
That's right.
And
death
tears
threats.
Up communities. And they don't care.
They don't
They're
care.
Not interested in
no.
peace. And
selfish.
Truth.
It's money. It's fame. It's clicks. And it's obviously politically motivated as well. But they are just, they don't care if they wreck havoc in their wake. It's unbelievable.
It.
Yeah. All right. So this, I thought we could check in on this. It was a good clip here I found over on band.video. I think it was Harrison Smith that reported on this. So check out this little thought police visit here. It's over in the UK. Pretty interesting clip. Check this out here.
Bomb safety.
No,
20,
28.
Well, let me just explain what's going on in this video. So a couple days ago, this got filmed around the corner from my house. It's not me in the video, by the way. But the guy filming got involved in a political debate on Facebook on a public page. And the next day, the thought police, literally the actual thought police, turned up at his house. And this is what happened next.
Can, you repeat that for me, sorry. I just want to get it all on record.
That's right. You're, rather than me having to look to arrest anyone.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to do some inquiries.
Sure.
Part of those inquiries is in relation to having to interview you about an allegation, okay, about an incident over Facebook. Okay? So I can get the matter dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you to come down to the police station voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can do what is still a pace compliant interview.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been entitled to free independent legal advice.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't need it, but yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I was looking to do it on Sunday at 12 o'clock.
Can you come Sunday so we can interview
is that any good
you?
Voluntarily.
For
dog
rides? No, I can't.
Should be.
Yeah. Can I give you that? Let's put my number on it.
Yes.
And then if there is any problems, I'm on duty today until...
Can you not give me any details
there,
of it now? And why
there's
can we
more
not
here.
Speak now?
Yeah,
okay,
well,
let it play.
I need to do it by way of interview, and the best way for me to do it and the best way for you to be really doing it is a proper interview.
Well, I've got everything recorded here,
I know, but I can't. I'm not going to do it that way.
Well, do I have to come?
Well, at the moment, I'm leaving it open for a voluntary interview.
Well, I want to know what can I be charged with then? What have I done? What is the alleged crime? Yeah, but what's the alleged crime?
Malicious communications.
Malicious communications.
Malicious communications.
Okay.
Look at that dog.
Malicious communications. Malicious would mean that I had intent to harm someone, surely.
So that's what we'll be looking for.
Can you confirm that malicious means...
That's what I can discuss with you.
No, can you confirm what your definition of malicious means?
Malicious
please?
Communications, okay,
yeah,
is making comments on an open forum,
mm-hmm,
which is social media,
mm-hmm,
which is deemed to be offensive.
Offensive? Not even dangerous.
Right.
Not
deemed
even...
to be offensive.
Sorry, let me pause there. All right, there we go.
God, they're acting like he's a terrorist and he made some threat or something on some forum. It's like, I mean, does this guy hear himself? The words coming out of his mouth? Like, shame on you.
But also note the attitudes of the, and this is how it's being done. We're like, no, it's fine. Can I give you this then? Yeah. Can I, you know,
yeah,
here's
that's
the,
very European,
you know what I mean? And it's
style.
Like,
in Europe, they're like that. Here, they
you
just
know what
like,
I mean? Well, not always, but it's also like it comes with these like little cotton gloves. They're going to deal with you. But then if you cross that barrier, it's just like, you know, an iron
right
fist,
away,
like smashing your skull. This is incredible, right? And also the, what is it with the Facebook?
It's on Facebook
that these things... And
they're obsessed with it.
Occasionally I see UK police reporting things on Twitter or whatever, like,
yeah,
oh, you better watch your... You know,
it's
people,
Facebook.
They go for a visit now. People who say the wrong thing online.
It's
incredible.
It's mind-blowing. How is this even real? I mean, UK is just a disaster. It's probably the worst in terms of free speech right now. I mean, Germany, UK, America is probably like the worst in terms of that.
You come down at noon then, yeah, on Sunday. Can I give you this? and then if you admit to crimes, you'll be like jailed for 5 years for just voicing the wrong opinion.
No, I can't. I'm actually busy and I'm not volunteering myself to talk to you and your pink right. colored shirt about my thoughts.
Well, that you know they're friendlies and on your side. Nerms with a diamond, thank you, no message. Virginian Drifter with a Ninja Genie says, happy Friday, Henrik and Lana. Consider privacy coins like Monero. Transaction can't be tracked.
We do have
Monero, so just, I guess I could put it right away on the website. It was so damn long, the URL, that it broke the formatting on the donate page. No, I'm serious. I'll see what I can, because I don't want to break it off either, so I don't know if there's a way to, like, if you make it too small, it just almost disappears or whatever. So people that have requested Monero, we send them the address. But
so people saying this is like Monty Python.
It is. It definitely is. Absolutely.
2020 Monty Python.
Yeah. Thank you, Virginia Drifter. Appreciate that. Weiss Wildfire again with a Ninja Genius says Facebook and Twitter have decided that my thoughts are too dangerous for y'all. Wise. Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you personally was banned, but I wouldn't be surprised. Renunciate with a diamond. Thank you. No message. Max Headroom with a diamond says more reason to support Red Eyes. Well, thank you, sir. I agree. Wise Wildfire again with a diamond, and I'm caught up right there. All right. Where are we here? This one real quick. Red Bull, right? Which unfortunately is, I never drink the stuff. It's actually really bad for you, and you should. I know some people love it, and they have it instead of coffee and stuff, but the reality is, Red Bull is as a product in itself very cucked, but now it turns out the leadership is actually not that cucked.
Well, the leadership was pretty bad, but he had taken care of that problem because apparently they had high level executives and their entertainment and culture teams were pushing hardcore diversity and racial justice, and they were really pushing Black Lives Matter BLM, stuff and getting on him because he wasn't promoting Black Lives Matter like every other corporation in the world. And it turned out that it happened to be that some of the people who were pushing for this a little too hard in his company got fired.
So my
he didn't give a comment though when he was like on specifically why they were fired, but yeah. It's got to be something like that because he's more on the conservative side. He's made comments about political correctness, some comments in favor of Trump. So, you know, uh-oh. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my tip here then would be to solve this equation of bad thing versus good person. Buy two cases and give them to people you hate. All right.
Hey, I also want to say one thing. I heard he's a nice guy too. He owns an island in Fiji. I was down there for a while. Some family owns some property down there, and he's a nice guy. So, hey, if you're watching, get in touch with us for Nice and Easy Red Bull.
Yeah, it's a good idea. We need more people like that to step up to the plate. We got to have some solutions. We got to have some financing. Something's got to give here because the people who hate you, man, out there, I'm talking to the leader here of the Red Bull team there, and so many others, they are looking at crushing you and destroying everything you believe in.
That's right. He also made
so
one.
You need to stand up.
Comment during the 2015, the refugee crisis, he got on Merkel and some of her supporters and like, okay, if it's so important to you, why aren't you taking them into your houses, right? He made that comment, right? So now I'm sure there'll be sanctions against Red Bull after all this. We'll see.
Was he from like Switzerland or something?
Austria.
Or Austria? Okay,
yeah. Austria. Yeah.
I remember the Red Bull tournament or something. There was some, they build these weird like crafts or whatever and they drive him off a ramp or something. That's like,
I just remember when we were growing up, like, you know, when people were going to clubs and stuff, they were mixing vodka and Red Bull, and some kids were getting heart attacks and stuff. Yeah, I remember that.
Good stuff. All right, let's, do you want to preface this? I didn't see the whole thing yet.
It's just kind of funny. It's just a comical little thing they're doing, making fun of social justice warriors, like a comic video. So
all
check
right.
it out.
Let's watch it. If you've been offended, your feelings must be defended. The freedom of expression is a microaggression. Here comes Angela Frey. He's always ready to fight fascism with fascism. With communism.
With communism.
Don't stand a chance. Ethic enhancer. He's a systematic racism finder.
Nice.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like even comedic material that could just fill hours and hours. I think of that. I write down script ideas all the time for like, oh my gosh, this would be a good skit. We have to do this. We have to do that.
Yeah, it's
right. We have to get to that because it's just so easy to make fun of these people.
I mean, they're starting to like. The Hollywood is doing it to themselves now and stuff.
You know, lightly, because
it's sure, there's much more to, don't get me wrong. But it's even gone so far that they like, the only thing, it's easy. It's low, not that it's low hanging fruit in one way, but I'm saying it's so obvious that these lazy people now, they go to those things to just like get a pass.
Easy comedic material.
Yeah.
And you know, YouTube bans all that stuff because they know it works. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Another one here I saw before we came on, the Columbia Bugle tweeted this out here. Welcome to woke cringe hell. Let's check this one out.
Church.
It's church. That's right.
What the heck?
What's going on here? What's happening?
They're praising their deity here, you know?
One of their saints. But yeah, it's amazing how much like church this is. The fact that these people are...
Putting their hands up and everything.
The endorphins are released in the same way.
Their belief in this mythology, basically.
Fairy tales.
And it just goes and goes, and then it starts feeling like a zombie choir.
Yeah, of course.
It's always this denial too. They act like it's just black people that are getting shocked by cops and experience police brutality. Like, I mean, there was an old guy in Canada who didn't wear a mask, a 73-year-old guy.
Later. Yeah. We have that story. We'll show it. But no, of course. But it's this is what I'm saying. If it's a religion, it doesn't have to adhere to the actual like things that are happening.
Things are real,
It's just like, you know,
you can
make it up as you go, right?
Oh my God.
It just goes and goes. Look at this. Incredible. Like a droning zombie choir, too.
It's disturbing. And they're all filming or whatever. What are they
filming? They're all holding their the flashlights on their phone is the thing now, right? It's too dangerous to have an actual lighter. I like to get in a rock concert. So they have to have their phone.
It is super cringe.
There you go. Good stuff.
And if you laugh at this stuff, people get so mad at you. They get, oh my God. Crazy Puritans. Yeah,
right.
I'm laughing at it.
All right. So why don't we switch over to this clip? I wanted to check this one out. A judge orders release of documents in Ghislaine Maxwell case. In that comment that, I forget who said it on DLive there with the diamond, but also get the catches Trump's comment, the fact that he wishes her well. I met her a couple of times, and I wish her well. Listen to that comment. It's in here. But now, the documents have not been released yet. I think her defense is going to file an injunction or something like that, whatever it's called, to stop it. And so we'll see. But the plan so far right now is that these will be released next week. So let's check out this clip here.
Now to that major ruling in the Ghislaine Maxwell case, a judge ordering the release of what could be thousands of pages of documents from a civil case against her. And those could include names of high-profile people who socialized with Jeffrey Epstein. Janae Norman joins us now with more on this. Good morning, Janae.
Hey, Cecilia. Good morning. That civil case was settled back in 2017, but a judge ruling just yesterday that the public is legally entitled to access dozens of previously sealed records from the case. Some of those documents are said to contain the names of hundreds of people who spent time socializing, traveling, or working with Jeffrey Epstein over the course of more than a decade. This morning, as Ghislaine Maxwell wakes up behind bars in a Brooklyn detention center, associates of Jeffrey Epstein may be on edge following a bombshell court ruling. A judge deciding Thursday that dozens of documents at the center of a 2015 case involving Maxwell and Virginia Roberts Gouffre should be unsealed, including transcripts from at least one of Maxwell's depositions in the case, which her attorney says contains, quote, extremely personal and confidential material. Gouffre alleges she was abused as a teenager by Maxwell and Epstein and directed to sleep with Prince Andrew, allegations he denies. Gouffre telling BBC Panorama,
I knew I had to keep him happy because that's what Jeffrey and Ghislaine would expect from me.
The sealed records are said to contain names of hundreds of associates of Epstein over the span of more than 10 years. Some of Epstein's famous associates include former President Bill Clinton, British royal Prince Andrew, and President Donald Trump, who had an eyebrow-raising response when asked about Ghislaine Maxwell this week.
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well.
This coming on the heels of another major revelation. According to federal prosecutors, Ghislaine Maxwell is married, but she's declined to provide the court with the identity of her spouse. Maxwell is currently held on charges related to facilitating Epstein's sex crimes.
Maxwell played a critical role in helping Epstein to identify, befriend, and groom minor victims for abuse. In some cases, Maxwell participated in the abuse herself.
And more than a year after convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide in a Manhattan jail, his mansions in both Palm Beach and New York City hitting the market for a combined $110 million. The real estate postings giving a new look inside the expansive properties, but leaving out one detail, that Epstein was the previous owner.
And Maxwell's lawyers plan to file an emergency appeal to keep those documents from being unsealed. If they fail, we could see them come out as early as next week. Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to all the criminal charges against her.
Of course she has.
Cecilia. She's going to get out on the COVID stuff too, probably,
and
right?
And then she'll just flee away and we'll never see her again.
Right? It's incredible. But yeah, very odd there from Trump. I mean, not really, because these rumors have circulated for a long time, right? That he's involved in these kinds of things, and he's been
partying over there with him.
Yeah, he was on Lolita Express. They all knew each other.
Trump
there
likes
in Florida
the ladies.
And stuff.
There's no doubt he likes the lady. I don't think he likes kids, but I think he likes the ladies.
Yeah.
At least I don't want to think that, because that's disgusting.
I don't know. I mean, unfortunately, he's in the pocket. Yeah. I want him to be a better dude than he is, but that's just not the reality, so unfortunately. All right, so we'll have to follow up on that the next week to see if these documents are actually out, what is in them. And as usual, of course, we have a million sleuths that will move through these documents. A lot of interesting things will be taken out. We'll see how much, if anything, is blotted out too, because sometimes, they release the docs, but they just black out names and stuff and protect people and stuff. So it remains to be seen. Now, we had this story, and this was slated for the Weekend Warrior show, which did, by the way, if you didn't watch our latest stream Wednesday on the blacklisting by the banks thing, then we explained why we didn't do the Weekend Warrior, because we're busy basically trying to make sure that our business can continue. We had it pre-recorded, a number of issues, actually, and this was one of the stories. So let's go over this one again here.
The wife of an aristocrat, actually, of Edward Guinness, who's an earl and a member of the brewing dynasty Guinness, the beer, you guys know that? Well, his wife flew more than, before she was married to him, flew 30 times on Jeffrey's Lolita Express private jet, and she stepped down from her role as a volunteer for the, National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty in Children. She repeatedly traveled with pedophile Epstein on his private jet. Flight logs revealed she took 32 flights between 1998 and 2000, including trips to his homes in New York, Florida, the Caribbean, and New Mexico. I mean, that's a lot of trips, right? Why? Well, she was reportedly studying at Ohio State University in the 90s, and her contact details appear in his little black book under her married name. It's also said that she worked as an interior designer and a modeling agency in Ohio at the time. A friend described her as being on Epstein's beck and call, saying how she would cancel plans all the time and take off if Epstein or Maxwell called. Well, this is all very suspicious, right?
Yeah.
The charity, which works to protect children from abuse that she was volunteering for, said they declined to say why she stepped down. They said the safety of all children and young people is our number one priority, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, this countess has not responded, neither has the Guinness family, to any of these requests. But a woman who is friends with a serial pedophile working at a charity for children, that's, you got to wonder at that point, right? Yeah. 32 flights accompanied by Epstein. He was on all of them with her but one. So I don't think he could be chalked up to being an innocent mistake. I mean, certainly she would have seen some things, heard some things. She had this modeling agency. Sure, she could have been fishing for connections or whatever, but it seems a lot of rich and famous people now.
Shouldn't be necessary if she's a countess at that point and tied to the Guinness family.
I don't think so, because she married in 2001. And so this was in 1998 to 2000. So maybe she met him.
Yeah, the connection's there. That's it. That's what people say, right?
So. And so, I'm sure she feared that this was going to come out. But
yeah, and now it did.
Certainly, like that many trips.
Crazy, crazy stuff. But of course, that's what, again, watch out for that. People who say they do one thing usually are in the complete opposite direction, right? Lord Aragon with a diamond says, once in a while you can have Red Bull, messes up sleep, I think it just said, or misses up sleep, but I think you meant messes up sleep. Once in a while, that's fine, obviously. Flying Baguette with a diamond says, boycott woke companies as much as possible. Absolutely. Call Callie Swede with a Diamond says, for my third child should be here soon. Keep up the good work.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Also, congrats. Sorry, I was stumbling on the number issue. As numbers. Thank you, Kelly Sweet, and congratulations. That's awesome. Big Hair Tsunami with a diamond says, hello, my good friends, Silosopher. Shout out to you, Silosopher, here from Big Hair Tsunami. Thank you. Ekfero with the diamond. Thank you again. Mekuli with a Ninjagini. Ekfero again with the diamond. Jorn Saxa, and there was no messages to those there. Jorn Saxa with the diamond says, did they just rip off Captain Planet? Yeah, I mean the little Antifa SJW thing there. I think I have not seen that, so maybe that's what it was.
I hate all the like Marvel. I never watched the stuff, crap. So I couldn't answer it. I don't like it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe they used a little template or something. Ekfero with the diamond again. Thank you. Robo Think with a diamond says the cuckening. Thank you. Wise Wildfire, a diamond. Two in a row, actually, no message. Black Phillip with the diamond says, remember, Maxwell is accused of raping girls too.
Yeah, exactly. Disgusting.
That's crazy. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think they'll probably take her out. They'll probably off her, you know? She killed herself also. Jaron sucks up with a diamond says, zombie apocalypse equals brain dead humans, the norm. The new norm, rather. Mm. Indeed, that's where it's heading. It's crazy. Danish Warrior with a diamond says, hail our people. Thank you so much. Obergroiper with a Ninjagini. No message. Obergroiper again with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that. And let's see what else. We had a couple of more, I think, on this one, too. Oh, this one. That's right. So this is a bit odd. Now, it was an exclusive to Daily Mail. They have a lot of sensationalist headlines and stuff like that. They do some good stuff, but there's a lot of clickbaity stuff, obviously, on the site. Now, they reported on this fact that, or the fact and the allegation, the alleged issue of Ghislaine Maxwell paying $25,000 to Jacob Wall in order to smear Epstein victims and to get prosecutor Jeffrey Berman fired in an attempt to stall sex trafficking investigations against her. Now, I don't know if this is true, and there's some that are doubting this. We could just go over what the claims are quickly here first. So basically, Ghislaine Maxwell, as I say, hired Jacob Wall to smear alleged victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and her, a former friend, told DailyMail.com in an exclusive interview as part of a $25,000 deal. Wall and his lobbyist colleagues, and again, just sorry, I should. Jacob Wall regularly does these weird stunts. I forget the company that he was. He's a con man. He's done like a bunch of stuff that just like encountering like or setting up shell companies and weird thing. Remember, we exposed it back at the time. He had this
weird fraudster
photo of himself that he used as some a CEO of some company Bright something. I forget even the name of it now.
So, and he was involved in some like pyramid schemes, and his dad was also like some fraudster and stuff. So.
Yeah, and some people even go far say that he had some kind of like Mossad connection, while others say he just wants to put himself on the map. He doesn't care. He just wants to be out there and be known and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know everything about the dude, right? So Wall and his lobbyist colleague Jack Berkman also allegedly pushed to get former New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman fired. Oh, it's Jack Berkman. I confused the two. Jack Berkman. They wanted to get Jeffrey Berman fired. Wall and Berkman are, and then here the far right lobbyists, right? They're hack jobs. They are whatever they need to be at that moment so that the media can get their story to slam whoever they want to slam. That's what he appears to be at this point. He's like you hire this guy and he does things. You can create headlines about something that you really want. Anyway.
It wasn't Trump. There's a picture of him and Trump too.
Yes, of course. They say here they become a laughingstock in D.C. after several failed attempts to smear top political figures. It was something with some rape charges a while ago. I remember just seeing the video and it was just... Do you remember that? They're standing on some stair. Didn't we look at that? Do you remember that? They're standing on some stairs. They had some person up talking by the mic and stuff. And it was just like, I don't know, just a very fishy character. So that's the claim. Like Spellman told DailyMail.com that they bragged to her that they had been hired in early June for $25,000 to dig up dirt on Maxwell's alleged sex trafficking victims. Federal documents filed this month show a company linked to Maxwell had hired Wall and Berkman to lobby on, quote, issues relating to U.S. Department of Justice, Senate Judiciary, House Judiciary. DailyMail.com exclusively can report on Berman's removal was intended to stall or stop the criminal investigation into Maxwell, Spellman said. Berman was ultimately pushed out by Barr in June, but 2 weeks later, Maxwell was charged as part of Epstein's sex trafficking ring. So these are accusations. Now they're presenting some, you know, documents in there too as like proof that this was happening. Yeah, here's a lobby registration and stuff, and there's certain things that they went through. Now, I saw another story here, and the problem is I don't trust the Daily Dot. Don't get me, they have written a lot of bad things over the years, but they might be onto something with this one, right? They say the story that Ghislaine Maxwell hired Jacob Wall is full of holes. Bumbling political trickster Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman seem to be trying to convince the public that Ghislaine Maxwell hired them to undermine the federal charges against her. Most are unconvinced. This morning, the Daily Mail published a lengthy tale of sex, scandal, and intrigue alleging that Maxwell paid the pair, a failed far-right scam artist, $25,000 to smear Jeffrey Epstein's victims, as we said, and get the federal prosecutors investigating her fired. The piece relies primarily on a single source, Christine Spellman, or Spielman, a model and paralegal who's lately been shopping stories to multiple outlets, including the Daily Dot, and a lobbyist disclosure form Berkman filed claiming they to represent a company Maxwell purchased a home through. Now, so if that's true, that's of course very, very interesting, right? That means that there are some pretty weird links between the Maxwell world and into this particular kind of field of people. Remember, there's some that have been circling Wall and stuff like that too,
definitely.
Right? Even like alt-light circles stuff like that. Loomer, I think, and stuff like that. Spellman claims that Wall and Berkman previously attempted to hire her to smear Senator Ted Cruz and Nancy Pelosi, which she also told Salon last month. She told the Daily Mail that they spilled the beans about Maxwell over drinks at Berkman's house earlier this month. As proof, Spellman provided the Daily Mail with a photo of an electronic copy of a false statement they supposedly asked her to read about Cruz and some notes she claimed to have written after their conversation at Berkman's. It is possible that the records were created to back up the story, or that Berkman and Wall lied to Spellman about hiring Maxwell in hopes she would again go to the press. There's also the possibility that, given she's connected to them after trashing them, she's just as involved in their public stunts as they are, right? So basically, we don't know what's going on, and all the usual suspects who come out of the woodwork were doubting this for some reason. There's a lot of these. You know, like, what's his name, the Daily Beast there, he's down here. Yeah, Will Sommer, you know, who's following the... Jacob Wall has been this, like, too-go-to far-right person to prove how wacky the right is kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So these people, they just, like, they chew this up. They love this kind of drama and stuff like that. But for some reason, this little clique of Antifa fanboys are doubting the story. Ben Collins, remember we talked about him many times? I'm with Will Sommer. The story reeks of Wallian attention grabbing or grab. It has the same glaring holes in it, misspelling basic stuff that he's known for. I would hold off on believing it until a lot more comes out. So I don't know what to make of it. I saw it in passing today and I wanted to just give you an update on that. We'll have to see if anything comes out from that. Again, I don't put much, Daily Dot doesn't hold much water either, to be honest. So we'll see. But if true, big if true, as I say. Mm-hmm. Strange if true.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's do this. I'm going to do a little bit of an interlude. We're past the top of the hour here, as usual. I guess I can do, let me do a couple of these donos. Do you have any, Lana, you want to read
there? On Entropy.
Can you take those?
Cuck-free zone testing. Did this go through? I think it did. I'm reading it now. Let's see, Unknown California. Today's the 40th anniversary of AC/DC's Back in Black album and the 30th anniversary of Pantera's Cowboys. Now, are you a fan of their music? What are some of your favorite songs?
AC/DC. I've actually gotten, I used to hate them in the beginning when I was like into grunge and stuff, and I just didn't like it at all.
It reminds me of high school, for sure.
They've grown on me.
Yeah, there's some classic AC/DC songs, we've actually just played recently.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. Yeah. So, and kids that come over, they love that song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Thunderstruck and
exactly. Like some of the other classics. Boys love that song,
I know that's a little bit later or whatever, but yeah, I like him. I do like him.
Unknown California. Would Lana consider doing a stream with other dissident mothers about child rearing? Yes, I would. I need to get back into doing some interviews. I'm a new parent with a 1-year-old, and any kind of advice from those in the know would be greatly appreciated. Yeah, it's always good to have people to talk to you about raising kids. What do you want to know? Yeah, I'll think about putting a stream together. That'd be fun, talking about kids and different ages and all that.
Yeah.
Raising them.
Definitely. Do you have any others there?
I think that's it for now.
Okay, let me do this real quick here. I want to make sure we got those. I think we got Obergroypers and two Ninja Guineas. Thank you so much for that. Mard Zeb, I think it is, with a Ninja Guinea. Glad to finally catch a live stream. Well, welcome. Good to have you here live. Thank you, sir. Robo Think with a diamond. No message. Mr. Wright with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you. And then he sends 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 diamonds in a row. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the support. Always good to see you, Mr. Wright. The Godfather returns with a diamond again. Says Maxwell is there to scare senators into submission. Interesting take. Wouldn't put it past them, actually, to do anything at this point. Use her as much as possible. Black Philip with the diamond says Jacob Wall has an OnlyFans used for dollar laundering. Really? You wouldn't be surprised. That's funny. McCooley with the diamond. Actually, 2, 3 in a row. Thank you. No message. Mr. Wright again with the diamond and followed by a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Zercon T with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you to you as well. Appreciate it. No message. Pyrrhus 777. Good to see you as well. A diamond. Then we have Fro 555, a Ninja Guinea. Thank you so much. No message. And then Pyrrhus 777 again with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you so much. Says, is there an update on payment processors? Best ways? Question mark. Not yet. Well, we're still just kind of waiting. Hopefully, we have something, basically some info about that in a couple of days, maybe. It's a weekend now, so it might be Monday, Tuesday. Hopefully, at the latest. But hopefully earlier.
We might have to get used to snail mail, DLive, Entropy, until other things pop up. There's a couple other methods, though. So
yeah, remember we have that other, maybe potentially another way, which would be on the back end, not instantaneously automatic, but it would be still a credit card payment solution.
Yeah, exactly.
So that will, we more or less are convinced that that will work, but we're waiting to get onto a system which works just as usual, basically. But we haven't heard anything yet. So thank you so much for asking. I do appreciate it very much. And thank you for your support, Pierce 777. And, of course, he follows that up by sending a Ninjet as well. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Shout out to Pierce 777. He says, with that Ninjet, says, it's all right to send you all an old school check to the P.O. box. Hope you're all hanging in there. Yeah, that works as well.
Funny. Yeah, yeah. We
school,
love getting snail
an old school
mail.
Check. He says old school check. I kind of read that weird.
That's what it's come down to.
Yeah, we'll show the PO box here in a moment. Thank you so much, Pierce 777. Thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it for that Ninjet right there. Wiz Wildfire with the Ninja Guinea says happy Friday to all of you who independent thinking thought rebels. I guess I kind of bush it. Let me do that again. Happy Friday to all of you independent thinking thought rebels.
That's right.
Is that better?
You're all listening to the show right now.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Black Philip with a diamond says, Arlana and Henrik personally anti-vaccine for the kids. I have my doubts about it. I've said it many times. I don't, I'm not opposed to the idea of inoculation, but it's the adjuvants that I have question marks about. And due to the fact that the vaccine injury fund, which is taxpayer funded, not by the companies who actually produce the vaccines because they're legally protected. So no one can sue them in class action lawsuits and such. Due to the fact that they paid out over $4 billion over the years that it has existed, it means that there are injuries and deaths involved with it.
And the additives so alone are very sketchy.
So that basically means, what I just want to finish up with, that basically means that recognized by the state or whatever, is that essentially is a Russian roulette kind of situation. Could there be that the benefits are greater than the risk? Yeah, it's very possible. But are you willing to take those risks? That's up to you to decide. I don't like the fact that they add so many different things like formaldehyde and mercury-based activators and all these kinds of weird adjuvants, including the aborted baby stem cell stem cells from fetuses, right?
What the heck?
So morally, there's a lot of people that object to it for that reason alone, the MRC-5 cells and stuff like that. All right. Thank you for that. Mard Zeb, sorry, I butchered your name there. So Lul, I'm not a sir. Okay, well, sorry, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Oh, maybe a miss.
Maybe you're a third in between.
A miss. I just saw, was it Red Ice Lady? Foreskin Federal Injury Fund. I thought that was kind of funny.
Jesus. Thank you. Sorry about that, Mard Zeb. I'll try to remember the, we don't want to misgender here, you know. Shroon with a diamonds. His wallet is bleeding out. Yeah, don't let it. Thank you, Shroon, though, for the support. Really appreciate it. Zen Lion with a diamond says, keep up the good work. Don't let him get you down. Thank you so much. And a couple of shout out here to the personal cash app, which is working for now. Adam P thank you so much. Bryce R, I'm not going to read the last name. Thank you. Ryan, thank you. Bryce R again, thank you. Colin B, thank you. Jared B, thank you so much for the generous support. Yeah, Ek Farrow, I believe that that's Edwin F. That's probably you then. So yes, that did come through. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate the support. Sean D over there as well. Thank you to you, sir. And I see Brad Gremba over on the Cash App right there. Thank you, Brad. I really
Brad
appreciate
Gremba
it.
Brad Gremba here, too. He said, tried another platform, too, for the first time. Man, I hate when things change. I might just start sending money in the mail so I don't have to learn any more apps or anything. Lol. We'll send carrier pigeons with gold coins if we have to. Buddy.
Gold coins. Well, thank you, Brad. I really appreciate it. It did come through on the Cash App, so thank you so much. It's probably not a something that will hold, though, and last,
yeah.
To be honest, because our Red Ice account was already banned there. So this is a personal one. It's cash.app/ Henrik Palmgren or Palmgren, if you prefer
maybe
the anglified way of that.
Maybe a day or two.
We'll see what happens. But thank
it's
you
ridiculous.
To all of you who sent over there. And so, yeah, so just quickly, let me just show this. Actually, let's do this first. We'll just run a little bit of a clip here, and then I'll run those two slides to show a couple of ways to support us. But a little bit of a throwback here, about a minute clip. I forget who I saw it on Telegram. And the title to it was something like, remember when PE, physical exercise, was about actually improving yourself and becoming better and stronger and all those kinds of things? Here is something from I think it's from the 1960s. I believe it was Chicago. It might be marked in the clip or it might not be, but just part of the text. Check this out. A little throwback here to how things used to be in Western society. There we go. Cuts off a little bit abruptly there, but do you guys remember that? It's like it feels like a different universe compared to...
My PE class didn't look like that. I remember some fatties.
But I remember 1960s, right?
Exactly.
There, right?
So. But I also remembered that the couple fatties, well, there's only a couple fatties, right? Like growing up then, everyone shamed them. Like everyone knew that was the fat kid, right? Now well, it's like again, they're all the fat kid in some
you know,
of these places.
It might seem cruel, but the reality is... That from a point of view,
it's cruel
of,
from the parents because the parents give their kids this diet. You know, I see some of these kids
that are
obese,
yeah.
And it's just like, what are you doing to your child?
Yeah,
it's awful. You know,
no, absolutely. I mean, of course, that's you know, so it might always be their fault or whatever. But from a point of view of like the fitness of the group kind of thing, the reason, of course, is to get the person to better themselves, to get better. In some cases, of course, it doesn't succeed, and the person are pushed out. But that's how things are in nature. In other regards, they you know, they might not make it into the part of the group, back into the, you know, the group is only as weak or as strong as the links in it, right? So if you have someone that doesn't make the cut, like you saw in 300, the movie too. Remember the guy who was a little bit deformed and whatever, he wanted to be part of the Spartans and fight and whatever. And he said, like, look, no offense, but like we fight as a unit. And if you can't keep up with us, you'll jeopardize the whole group. We all need to be tied, right? It's tied to nature. So the purposes and the reasoning of a little bit of bullying was essentially to get these people to step up and to improve and better themselves. And in many regards, many people are better off for it too. And now I know that some don't make that and some don't, you know, can't handle the pressure or whatever and they fall out. But that's how the group in nature anyway, even among animals, how they maintain strong and tight and, and they can fight back against enemies which threaten them, right? So it has a link in nature. Anyway.
Not all fat people are bad. We're not saying
no,
that.
No, of course not. It's not the point either.
Some people are working on it. I know.
Right.
Modern
no, it's
diets,
not too. It's
lifestyle.
Just. I'm just saying why that the mentality of that or that why those things happen didn't just arise because people are cruel out of nowhere for no reason. These are hardwired things into us from
survival.
Nature that is about survival. And then you might argue, well, Yeah, but we're over that now, so therefore that shouldn't be. But
we'll see. Might come back.
Exactly. We are we? You know. All right. Anyway, here's that little slide I want to show real quick here for you guys too. Since, as you might know, we talked about it in the last live stream Wednesday. I mentioned it quickly in the beginning as well. But Red Ice has been blacklisted by the bankers. Essentially, we have very difficult to find a bank that can work together with our processor. Our payment processor, and therefore we at the moment cannot receive payments through credit cards online, and so we have to go all these methods of like circumventing that, and we're looking at options, and hopefully they will become available to us, but we just don't know. And even if we do find something, they might fold to the pressure from the same group or individual or whatever it is that actually approached the bank. The thing there too, let me just mention that, the frustrating thing is we can't face our accusers, right? This should be a court thing then or something, right? We're like, okay, well, let's hash it out then.
Show me
what was the evidence that was presented to get this the bank to come to this conclusion, right?
Yeah, they have something called reputational risk now too. All these new terms that just are flying around conveniently in this era of censorship and banning. It's like, excuse me? Exactly. We never get to prove anything.
No, we don't have to get a say. Even
what are these sources they go to? If they go to Wikipedia, they go into New York Times.
You know they are. You know they are. And the fact is that these have been created. We've talked about this many times, but they've been created over the years. Lies built on misconstrued quotes and more lies and assumptions and intentional manufactured lies and some part of truth there mixed editing. With another lie. Yeah. It's like they build these profiles and we're not the people they say we are. That's all you need to know. And they lie. They just lie to destroy their enemies. Anyway, so here's a couple of methods right now, because we do ask you guys to support us. We definitely need it. Because right now we don't know what's going to happen moving forward in the future, how we're going to be able to continue to operate normally as we always have. We've been, of course, booted off of many other financial platforms in the past, but the processors, or the banks, this method is increasingly being narrowed. It's a narrowing corridor, right? So you can sign up still at redicemembers.com. You can use what we have called the offline payment method, but that's not entirely true because you can pay online with either Entropy or cryptocurrency. Those will be activated as soon as we see those come in. We'll say usually a 24-hour period or so. We're going to pick up and be a little faster on those if you've done those in the past. Or you can just send a check or money order or cash via snail mail, as they call it. You have the address right there on screen. Red Ice, 1866 CE Market Street, PMB 315, Harrisonburg, Virginia, 22801. That's a great way of getting a membership. And that still works. And hopefully we can get some support there from you guys to ensure that we have a little bit of a buffer so we can manage this little hurdle and bump in the road, so to speak. The other way, of course, is cryptocurrency. You have all of our addresses or wallet addresses at redice.tv/donate. If you're watching this later on in the archives, we'll have them right down below in the description, whether you're watching on BitChute or redice.tv. They're not on redicemembers.com. We don't add all those links there. But just go to redice.tv/donate and you have all of them there. And if there's another cryptocurrency you'd like to contribute with or sign up with, we can most likely accept that. So just send us an email, redice@protonmail.com, and just tell us which one you would like to pay with. And we'll provide you with that. Also, you can get the Brave browser, another great way of supporting us. Basically, it gives us a little bit back. You can also support us with Basic Attention Token, but it's tied to the browser. It blocks all the ads. Make sure that you don't have to see all the nonsense and garbage.
I like Brave. It's
very good. Very good browser. Nothing wrong with it. And you can just use the little triangle at the top next to the address bar. And once you either have, build up Basic Attention Token by using the browser, but you can also, connect it to your own, credit card or bank, and they're funding it that way to buy Basic Attention Token, and then you can tip other creators that have done what we have done, which is to activate their websites and Twitter accounts and stuff like that. So you can tip through there. That's brave.com/red091. That's just an affiliate link that they gave us. Other way, of course, real quick here, and then we'll continue. I have a couple of more things to cover, and then we're going to wrap up. But another way is to simply just donate to us straight up. If you either have a membership or you don't want to, we're happy to set you up anyway for it, obviously. But if you just want to donate to us, again, mail, check, money order, or cash. It's in my name, Henrik Palmgren, or Henrik Palmgren, if you like the anglified version of that. same PM box, but make sure to make it out to me because that way it will get to me in the right hands. You can also donate to cryptocurrency and Brave Browser any way that actually works. Just go to redice.tv/donate, and we appreciate anything you can do, anything you want to help out with. I know we know that it's rough for everybody. It's tough times with all the COVID bullshit going on. People are losing their jobs. So I hate to be in a position at this particular time to ask for these kinds of things. But the reality is, if we can't continue to operate our membership structure and system, we have to vastly restructure everything we do. We might have to pack up. I don't want to do that. I want us to continue. So thank you for all your support, and thank you for thinking of us in these trying times, as it were. All right, let's do this then. Thank you for the little interlude there, guys. Let's do this. Let's watch this clip. We have a couple more here on the COVID stuff. We're actually going to have to cover some of this more in the weekend show here coming up, Weekend Warrior, again, exclusively at redicemembers.com. But the World Health Organization head there, Dr. Tedros Adhanom, I think it's Ghebreyesus, who we've covered now over the last few months as a total incompetent. It's amazing he has this position, by the way. The corruption and the ties to China and the communist back-end things and it's like all of this stuff, right?
But diversity, man. Come on.
He had another press conference here earlier to... I was actually yesterday here. I said that there's no going back to old normal as coronavirus accelerates. That's right. It's actually not on the decline. It's on the up. Check out this this clip here, guys.
Even more powerful than the law is giving people the information they need to protect themselves and others. The best way to suppress transmission and save lives is by engaging individuals and communities to manage their own risk and take evidence-based decisions to protect their own health and that of those around them. The pandemic has disrupted the lives of billions of people. Many have been at home for months. It's completely understandable that people want to get on with their lives. But we will not be going back to the old normal. The pandemic has already changed the way we live our lives. Part of adjusting the new normal is finding ways to live our lives safely. It can be done. But how to do it will depend on where you live and your circumstances. It's all about making good choices. We're asking everyone to treat the decisions about where they go, what they do, and who they meet with as life and death decisions, because they are. It may not be your life, but your choices could be the difference between life and death for someone you love, or for a complete stranger. In recent weeks, we have seen outbreaks associated with nightclubs and other social gatherings, even in places where transmission had been suppressed. We must remember that most people are still susceptible to this virus. As long as it's circulating, everyone is at risk. Just because cases might be at a low level where you live, that doesn't make it safe to let down your guard. Don't expect someone else to keep you safe. We all have a part to play in protecting ourselves and one another. First, know your situation. Do you know how many cases were reported where you live yesterday? Do you know where to find that information? Second, do you know how to minimize your exposure? Are you being careful to keep at least 1 meter from others? Are you still cleaning your hands regularly? Are you following the advice of your local authorities? No matter where you live or how old you are, you can be a leader in your community. Not just to defeat the pandemic, but to build back better. In recent years, we have seen young people leading grassroots movements for climate change and racial equality. Now, we need young people to start a global movement for health.
Global virus, movement racial for health. Equality.
Health is a human right, not a privilege.
Awesome
music there, dude.
Oh, it's awful. Just on and on and on about, like, you might kill someone if you go out. This virus is still there.
There's viruses everywhere and germs everywhere. They're really doing this, folks. It's happening. We're not going to go back.
I heard from friends even over in Idaho that they're going to make masks mandatory because Idaho's been being judged because there's been so many wild people that are not wearing masks, you know?
Yeah.
They're pushing that out. It's everywhere. It's amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah.
This is how long are they going to pretend that this is something real?
It's incredible.
Every time I hear it, it's like, oh.
And it's like, you know, again, and now it's just cases, not deaths. The mask issue, and we had a couple of things on that too. I mean, again, we have to do this and we can worry because we're going to wrap up here pretty soon. But like the stories we had on this are just incredible. Juliet Mann says he, even with no test, he was informed that he has COVID-19.
That's what I'm
positive.
Saying.
Kentucky couple told to wear ankle monitors after positive COVID tests, right? These things just go on and on.
That's police brutality right there.
The masking issue, too. I mean, we talked, was it Biden? We'll show it and then we can worry about that. Mask up, America.
Morgan Freeman. God has spoken. God has told
you to
wear masks.
Oh, it was Morgan Freeman. Okay, I thought, yeah. What channel? No, Governor. It's Cuomo's. That's right. Cuomo's
pushing some
clip. And then even if you go to like the New England Journal of Medicine, which is like the premier thing, right, on the pandemic, and this is where... Fauci is tied to and all these things right under universal masking in hospitals in the COVID era. They say just flat out. And I know that, it's for other people's protection or whatever. But let's face it. People who wear masks, they think that they will not get the virus because they are protected. I mean, that's what a lot of them think, right? And since we
know they're touching everything everyone else is. I love it, too, how you go and you're like paying for something, right? And they're like, oh, no, I can't take your cash. They're behind this this glass and they're masked up. But everyone's touching the same pad for their debit cards.
Yeah. No, but they take the pen. So then it's okay.
There's just so many ways. Where I'm like,
let me just read that line here. We know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. Basically said, it's like wearing it's like ensuring that mosquitoes are kept out with chicken. You have put up chicken wire and you expect mosquitoes to stay out. Yeah, this is how dumb it is, right? But they recognize that. It's fine. But this is about the masking issue is a submission. They finally got Trump to get it.
A kid's cartoon where they're pushing it now in kids' cartoon. Like just you have to wear a mask. Like this is what you do when you go to school now.
Yeah.
You buy it with your pencils and your paper.
Yep. That's what it is. Man was shot. After
73-year-old man. He got refused. He was at some like one of these cheap Dollar General type stores, and he refused to wear a mask. And then they called the cops, and he was yelling. And then he went home, and there was a dispute. They shot the guy.
Yeah,
dead. Not a problem. 73-year-old white guy. I mean, that's police brutality. Okay, over a mask. And now all these leftists are like, well, but did he have guns in his house? You know?
In his house? What does that matter? In his pants?
It's like he was an unarmed 73-year-old guy. Just didn't want to wear a mask.
Doesn't matter. All right. Let me just make sure we're going back here.
How about the germ suit?
We could play there.
This is how ridiculous it is. Like, oh, this fear of germs and fire. This virus is, guess what? There's viruses and germs everywhere. Do we need lessons again on how the immune system works? There's been plenty of doctors who have been making that video and getting it banned and silenced and censored. And, oh, you're just a quack. You know, people who are like specialists in this field. I mean, we all used to know the basics of the immune system. But do you want to see the suit? It's this
little
video.
Yeah, we could do that. Just check this. Bill Gates warns that multiple doses of any coronavirus vaccine may be necessary. That's right. So you need to continue taking them every season. It's the money. They're making money on this. The crazy money.
Money and God knows
everybody
what else.
Everybody
you know?
in the world is going to need to have that. But yeah, anyway, let me see here.
It's
going to
be basically
right
joking around. It's going to be a life in a bubble in the future, like as if it isn't already with liberalism. No, it's the actual bubble strap on when you're like going out.
Everybody's going to be bubble boy.
It's going to. We've joked around, but remember, was that dumb Woody Allen movie with the Orgasmatron where they just go in this thing and they don't actually touch each other when they have sex? Right? It's like
only Woody Allen.
Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, that's like where it's going to be going here. Yeah. Let's check this out.
All right, let's watch this.
Sir. Look at this. So nice. Dystopian, isn't it?
We're safe, though.
And apparently people are taking orders for this very thing right now.
Visor.
It's expensive. Very expensive. So the elites are buying these right now.
It's an astronaut suit. It's an astronaut helmet. That's what it is. We're basically
Hell
in a
no.
biosphere that do not carry us, or it doesn't sustain us, right? That's what they're.
And then if you're not
say.
In your bubble, they're going to be shrieking and screaming, arrest yeah. this person!
Like the body snatchers.
Oh,
but you
God.
Think if everyone is in their bubble, if everyone took their vaccine,
then what's the problem?
What's the problem? Then
you got your jab, you got your
you
bubble.
Be protected.
Like, what are you
yeah.
worried about?
No, it's conformity.
I want to live far away from these people, I'll tell you that.
Yes, please.
We need to start forming communities like far out away from
yes,
this
please.
Madness. Because it's just getting worse.
Yep. All right. Again, we do have some stuff there we have to just save for the Sunday show. We do prep on Saturdays, and then Weekend Warrior coming up on Sunday. A lot more to cover that. A couple of stories there today that just we didn't have time for. We do want to end on, I think it was this one, though. Something wholesome right here. Right,
on a high note.
Right at we right before we go off here. I didn't hear the audio, so hopefully it's not too much of a cheesy like audio music on it or something. Might not be anything. I just saw the video. But yeah, someone said here, this is literally all I want in life. Mm. Check out this this fine, wholesome clip here. Yeah, it was bad music.
Bad music.
Would have been better without the music, but whatever.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is that much of a surprise for her?
It looks like it. Lady got happy. I obviously just had the audio. I cringe at this music.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's a little cringy.
It's just like, oh man. But that's nice. Look at how nice and wholesome, huh? Hopefully a future happy family, some nice, you know, well put together kids. Who knows what will come out of that, right?
It's funny how it's like, I hear that now with a lot of young kids, you know, we've gone so far with feminism. Now it's like women don't. It's gone so far that women's choice, their freedom has led to their own captivity, right? Because now there's women fighting who just want to be able to stay home, you know?
Yeah,
and now you
yeah.
have guys who are just like, the only thing they want is like to find a wife and to start a family.
Yeah. Oh,
I hear
yeah,
that
yeah.
all the time. Like, that's the thing they want more than anything, you know? And how hard it is to get that right now
it's
for
crazy.
Some people.
It's so much, what do you call it? What's the word I'm looking for? Just that there's so much dysfunction, I guess, in a way. There's so many dysfunctional people. And again, I think that's why we talk about the topics we talk about. We think there's there's just an overall, I just the best I can describe it is a sickness that's permeating.
Sickness and
especially
emptiness.
Western man and Western woman. But it's global now. I mean, it's all over.
But at the end of the day,
our attitudes, our expectations,
the desire to find a mate and to procreate is very strong, and
they're never going to beat that out,
yeah. and that's what they're trying to do specifically with us, right? It's white supremacy, it's racism, it's upholding nuclear families as white supremacy. Like that's not going to work.
No, I don't think so. So again, I guess a shout out again to. I forget your handle and username, but to your marriage proposals. Maybe it was like this or maybe it was not, but regardless, I hope you guys are happy and congratulations again. All right, guys, let me do a couple of these DLive chats real quick, and then we're going to put some more into the box. I think I'll match up that, guys, what's in there now. So put another 1,000 lemons in there. Submitting that. So they're going to be distributing that in a little bit here. Let me read these also. Soros bought with a diamond says, don't vaccinate your children. Soros bought again with a diamond says, germ theory is a hoax. I think it's interesting that it's still called a theory, though. That's actually officially recognized. Just look at Koch's postulates. It's interesting. Wordsmith with a ninja genie says, could be wrong, but I think Trump wished Ghislaine Maxwell well. So that she wouldn't get suicided in her jail cell. Yeah, I mean, maybe he played some 5G chess right there. You could be right. Thank you for the Ninja Guinea. Soros bought again with a diamond says germs are fake and gay. Thank you, sir. Soros
it's
bought
a far-right conspiracy, you know?
Soros bought again, I guess, wraps up I'm looking for words.
Yeah.
The little clump of messages right at that.
I cry.
Oh God.
Oh, I happen to see a girl.
Let me finish. Soros bot, he says with the diamond, please interview Dr. Kaufman. I have not reached out to him yet. I really should do that. He seems like a very interesting guy. Had a lot of things going on there, but yeah.
I saw a girl say in the chat, or maybe a guy say, well, women want this too. You know, it's not just guys. And of course, and there's so many women that, oh, I don't need a man and I'm this, I'm that. As soon as they meet a guy that they're really into and he's like, will you marry me? Ah! You know, like women want it. they want it. And like a lot of them, they may deny it, but they want true love. They want to find Prince Charming. They really do. They just try and act like they're above it. There's only maybe a small percentage of reject women who there's something wrong with them where they don't
the
want that.
Angry feminists that, well, if they can't have this, they want to make sure no one else can as well. Right. And that's kind of where we're at. We talked about it before, but I mean, it's the ideology we're up against is an ideology of vengeance and jealousy.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
It's taking from others, ruining it for them, crab mentality. If someone's trying to get out of the bucket, just ripping them right down, and you're going to be here in hell with us and brewing. It's amazing, right? Don't want anyone else to do something good. Conrad Kirsch over here on DLive. Good to see you here as well, Conrad. Since a diamond has got here late, his donor box gone. Hope you are well. I don't know.
Go check.
Yeah, we can check. I don't think so. Hopefully not during the show. Soros bought with a diamonds is starting to realize why they are abolishing cash. Yes, that's another part of the agenda. Control. Cashless society. But again, I mean, I know some people are critical of digital currencies and stuff, but crypto is a good
it's
way out of
right
that
now.
For now.
It's working. It's good. Get on it.
It has a use case. Max Headroom with a diamond says, F the payment processor. Indeed. Again, it's actually not the processor. It's the bank
it's
that
the
works
banks
with
that,
the processor.
Actually
the processor
clear
is
the
fine
payments
with us.
For you. There's processors that will work with us. There's some good companies who have tried to get you landed, as they say, with banks. So that's the problem. And it's because of these lists and things that happen on the back end and the clearing
which
side.
Which we have no control of fighting against. No, we can't submit our info or our claims back or can we talk with these? What's going on? What have they been submitted? You're telling me you can just go and submit any kind of lies and misconstrued nonsense to anybody, and they will effectively terminate a business relationship with a company and another company.
Yeah.
It's incredible that this is legal. It's just, I said it before, it's absolutely incredible.
And there's zero protection. There's nowhere you can go. We can't cry discrimination because, well, we're not gay, we're not non-white, we're not a minority group.
Right. Shroon says with a diamond says, are you doing lifetime memberships? I've been thinking about it. I mean, in a way we are. There's some people that made sizable donations and I've given them a lifetime pass. I haven't frankly really had when you meet this level or whatever I give you. It's just been kind of.
We do for our guests that come on the show.
Yeah, we give them lifetime passes. But that's a good idea, Shroon. I have thought about that actually. I just don't know what the deer would be. I have to think about it too, frankly. But yeah, there's some people that have made some very, very generous donations, and I was just like, oh, of course, like here, take a lifetime pass. You know, it's like no doubt about that. Shroon again with the diamond says, my cat has 9 lives. That's fantastic. Can we have some? can Red Ice have some? Flying Baguette with a diamond says, exercise, go paleo, and make healthy white babies. Good proposals
exercise,
right
paleo,
there.
Paleo, good. Yeah.
Spencer the First with the diamond says. Soon elites will say, quote, don't breathe on me, racist. Yeah, pretty much. Wise Wildfire with a diamond says, obey slave, wear your mask. Soros Bot with a diamond says, great show as always. Climate change is gay. Renunciate with
and
a...
And he doesn't mean happy.
We renunciate with a diamond says, Biden also says, build back better. Is that what does he actually say that? Is that a tagline he has? I haven't heard that. Interesting. Mr. Wright with a Ninja Genius, his ability to receive funds must be protected by law as infrastructure as long as it's legal money.
You would think.
Completely agree, and you'd think that would be a case, but again, you have a third party stepping in between a business contract or relationship that two companies have.
And interfering and ending
that relationship. Based on what? We don't even know. Based on what? Threats? Is it mob tactics? Is there data, information? What?
It's called a banking cartel. That's what it's called.
John, this has to change. This has to be brought to more people's attention. And I think it's going to happen to other people, too. It has happened to others, but we're particularly hard hit.
I think that a lot of people on our scene are going to be going to snail mail here pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah. Did TRS do that or something?
I think I heard that they did.
Yeah, so the same thing there then. So there are others that are suffering from this. John Sachs up with a diamond. Minnesota mandatory mask starts tomorrow. And then there's a clown face. That's incredible. Wow. Shadow government with a diamond. Just my condolences. Shadow government with a diamond says, shut it down. That's right. Higgs boson with a diamond. Excuse me. Says masks are mandatory in Melbourne, Australia. Yep. I think we heard that last time too. Or that they were going to be in effect. And now they are then. That's crazy. Shadow government with a diamond. No message. John Saxa with a diamond says masks are on the school supply list too. Really?
Ah, see. Yeah, I was joking about that earlier.
You said that, right? Yeah. Mr. Wright with another diamond. Thank you. Higgs Boson again with the diamond says, keep telling the truth. You have our support. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Wise Wildfire, a diamond, a message. Our lives matter. A diamond says, thanks so much for getting the truth out there. We try the best we can. Thank you for your support. It ensures that we can continue doing that. So thank you so much. It means a lot. Our lives matter with the diamond. Actually, 1, 2, 3 diamonds in a row. Thank you. No message. Ober Groiper with 1, 2 diamonds. No message. Our lives matter again with the diamond. Thank you. McCooley with the Ninjagini says, we will prevail. We have to. Thank you, sir. Prince of Cloverdale with the Ninjagini. No message. Thank you. Wordsmith with the diamond says, thank you. Well, thank you. Ober Groiper with a 2, 3 Ninjaginis in a row. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. And are we caught up? Bandit 1 with the diamond says, keep up the good fight. Thank you. We will. Mr. Wright with another diamond says, white banks matter. Thank you. Johnny Reb with a diamond. Thank you. Ham Say So with a diamond. No message. Johnny Reb again with 2 diamonds in a row. No message. Ham Say So again with 1 diamond. Soros Bot with a diamond. Identify as trans couple. Sue for discrimination.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe
that would work. We got to try it out. But I have my reservations about that. Do you have to like legally do that, or can you just claim that you are? Like, do you have to, you know what I mean?
Do you want to try?
We guess we could try. Obviously, you don't have to do any actual changes in any regard. I mean, I could wear a wig for a little bit, a dress, so if I have to, you know, to get the bank back, I guess. Come crawling back to the bank with a wig and a dress on. Ober Groiper with
free
a Ninjagini.
Checking for you.
Thank you. That's right. Western Wallace with a diamond says, we need our own banks and our own money. Yeah, I mean, in some cases, build your own bank.
Well, credit union.
Build your own
there are
planet.
Credit unions. We should do a credit union, see what happens. You know, but Visa, MasterCard is a problem.
We need to, yeah, they are. We need to go together and create all the infrastructure we need, but watch them destroy that too.
Try. Yeah.
And squeeze them out and all. Yeah. We still have to try. We have to bring attention to it. But when we are enough people in one community, we can do things like that. We can literally create.
Doesn't Iran have like their own currency?
They probably have. Yeah, yeah. The not Letts, I don't think. They had to. I forget, maybe it was just called something with Irania or something. I forget. But yeah, they do. It's an internal one where they do services and mm-hmm. stuff, and you can buy things at the store, the pub, or whatever, you know. Gotta have the beer, you know. Weston Wallace, no, that's what he said. Soros bought with a diamond says, what good is crypto if corporations will never accept it? Well, luckily, you can cash it out right now, right? They're on and off ramps, meaning you can go to an exchange. And I know the Coinbase is bad. They banned too. They banned us. But there are others. So when you receive Bitcoin, and I know you can buy some services. There are some places now that do it. There are places.
I think even like Overstock.com, there are some places where you can buy with Bitcoin now.
Yeah, there and that might be more broadly rolled out, right? That would be good. But in the meantime, then
Wayfair.
You can just you can exchange it for cash, and then you can buy what you need. So it still works. So it's not completely futile in that sense.
No.
Tony Madame Mayhem with the diamond says, attended a normal maskless funerals. SVC today in South Dakota, SD. I don't know what SVC stands for, but normal maskless. Yeah, that's good. It's not mandatory in South Dakota, is it? No. No, that's one of the most...
Yeah, that's the place where Mount Rushmore was.
Yeah, that's right.
Was
it was one of the most...
Trump's talk, kinda, they weren't wearing masks. Yeah,
yeah. Good. Good.
Dakotas would be good to check out. We need to go check that out, too.
Yeah, definitely. Good to see you here, Tony. As always, Shroon with the diamond says, can we order multiple years membership? We live 10. Talking about the cat, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I could set that up. I have a 2-year limit right now. I guess I could set a 5 and a 10 year or something like that. It's a good idea. I mean, why not? Yeah, I can do that, Shun, on the Red Edge members website. I'll definitely do that. Look out for that then. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. McCooley, Diamond, 2, 3 in a row. Thank you. No message. And right there, I'm caught up. Let's open the box on DLive. So heads up, lemons coming your guys' way. We'll stick around until those are distributed. Really doesn't want, yeah, there we go, there it is. Okay, distributing awards. We have a good amount in there today, ladies and gentlemen. 2,100 lemons coming out, and thank you so much for all your support tonight. Really appreciate it, whether you donated on DLive or Entropy Stream. Are there any additional on Entropy Stream, by the way?
No, I think
refresh?
We're caught up there.
Okay yeah, I think that's that done. Why don't we wrap up? Let me see which what we had in the order here before we terminate the stream. I'll see if someone is live as well over on DLive, and we can go ahead and host them as well. Still waiting for the distribution of the rewards. Here we go. All right. Top 5 on DLive.tv/RedEyesTV. We have Mr. Wright, number 1. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Ekfero, number 2. Thank you, Ekfero. Karavaki, number three, thank you to you as well. Wise Wildfire, number four, thank you. And, as always, I think he always shows up on the
he
list.
He always makes it
Mr.
There.
Noseberg, he always makes it.
It always makes me laugh.
Great mod here on
I don't know
on
you, but I thank think you. You're funny already.
All right. So, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I think that's it. We're going to be back here then Sunday, as usual. We have some other things to tend to kind of around here. There's a lot of things we need to do to clear some things off of the plate, but we'll keep up production to basically the same standard as we usually do. There's a lot of things we want to do. I'm going to start squeezing in a few more interviews as well, actually, in between here as well. There's a lot of people I do want to get on the show, and I'm going to get on, try to get on Andy Kaufman there as well, actually. So that's one of them. But yeah, guys, back then Sunday, Weekend Warrior exclusively on redicemembers.com. Thank you to all our members. Thank you to everyone donating. We'll see you next time.
Have a good night.
Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.